Judith Hill has sung duets with Michael Jackson. She's provided backup vocals for Stevie Wonder and Elton John. She competed on the show The Voice, and she appeared in the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, about performers toiling just out of the spotlight. But next week, she's front and center with her debut solo album, Back in Time.
I know you've been hurting for a long time. Seems like another day never ends.
Judith Hill joins us now from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So your parents were actually really well-known session musicians, and they operated a recording studio out of your childhood home in L.A. I mean, it sounds crazy. I mean, I don't even know where you might have done your homework, but, you
know. My bedroom was the vocal room. So there were just incredible singers that would sing in my bedroom, and I got a chance to hear them as a little girl.
Yeah, I mean, what musicians were coming in? I mean, your dad played with Sly and the Family Stone. I mean, you know, who were you seeing back then?
Rose Stone was a great mentor to me. She was a vocalist that would always come through the house, and my dad played with Billy Preston, and sometimes he'd come to the house and play the organ, and that was always a treat to see. I thought that was normal life, but as I'm here now, looking back, I realize what a treasure that was to have.
Yeah, you seem to have always been sort of 20 feet from stardom, even when you were a little girl.
Yeah.
Let's listen to another song from the album. This is As Trains Go By.
Tell me what's
Might as well be famous since I ain't gonna be white. Tell me about what that means.
This song is a celebration of the funk roots at its finest, and it has a celebratory beat to it, but really the message is a very strong and powerful message about the social injustice of our society.
Back in the chokehold, never on TV. Still be okay with the NYCBD.
Being a woman of color, I've just experienced a lot of what it takes to break through in this industry. And when I wrote this, it was also during a time where we were experiencing a lot of what was going on with police brutality. So really, it's about the cry of our community raising up and saying, you know, we got to come together and do something about this.
As trains go by, bad times out of sight.
I want to talk a little bit about your collaborator on this album. I'm sure you knew this was coming. You left your label, and this is the subject of some controversy, to go and work with Prince, not a little known name in the music industry. He was your co-producer. Explain to me a little bit how this happened, why you started working with him, how you started working with him.
It's so funny how Prince found me. He had never seen This Is It with Michael Jackson or 20 Feet from Stardom or The Voice or anything. So I did this little small random interview at Revolt TV, and they had asked me, who's your dream collaborator? And I said, Prince. And apparently he had seen that.
Wow.
So lo and behold, I get a phone call from an unknown number, and I'm sitting in my living room and I hear his voice, and I just like kind of was like freaking out inside. But that's kind of how it all started. And since then, it was a really amazing, inspiring experience of going to Paisley Park, jamming with him. And what was so great about working with Prince is that I was able to do what I did as a kid. Like my parents, we used to jam in the basement, you know, and that's kind of how this record was made. We just went in with the musicians and we worked out some great arrangements. And I've always been a big Prince fan, and I love his funk roots, and that was kind of our common denominator.
Before we go in,
curious, is there anything, though, about being a backup singer that you miss?
That's a good question. I think the thing that I loved about being a background singer was the community. It's always great to get with the girls and travel around the world, and you have this sisterhood when you're a background singer. When you're an artist, it's very much you're the boss and you've got people working for you. So there's a lot more responsibility. And of course, this is my dream and this is what I love. But I do miss those days where the girls, we would just go out on the town and we would just have fun. And the responsibility was on the artist, not us. We just had to come in and sing.
Judith Hill, her first album, Back in Time. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.